KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have clear skies and 59 degrees in Atlantic at 8 o'clock. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest area news. Brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Two Iowa casinos will pay fines for violations of gambling regulations. Iowa Racing and Gaming Administrator Brian Orilko says William Hill, which runs the simulcast operation at the Horseshoe Casino in Council Bluffs, had a violation.
There were two instances in the spring where commission staff had identified that American Wagering did not upload names from the statewide self-exclusion list into their list that they use to screen patrons.
He says the failure to keep an updated list is considered the same as allowing someone to gamble who is on the list.
The rules require that that list is updated once every 7 days. And so in this particular situation, that did not happen on two occasions. William Hill agreed to a penalty in the amount of $5,000. And this was their first offense for this type of incident in the past year.
Prairie Meadows Racetrack and Casino in Altoona was fined for an underage gambling violation.
There was a situation in April where a minor had entered the gaming floor unchallenged two times, was on the gaming floor for over an hour, and gambled.
And he says Prairie Meadows was fined at $20,000.
For Prairie Meadows, this was the second incident in the last 365 days. If there would happen to be a third, those fines would escalate.
A third violation before the 365-day period is up would lead to a $30,000 fine. Creston police last night arrested a woman on a Union County Class D felony warrant for forgery. 31-year-old Kayla Hoffman of Creston was taken into custody at around 8 p.m. and transported to the Adams County Jail, where she was being held on a $5,000 bond. Two people from Shelby County face jail time and fines associated with drug charges. 47-year-old Andrea Christine Wyatt faces 6 years in jail and fines of up to $6,500 if she is found guilty of possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used. A search warrant was executed at a residence in Harlan on July 26th, where Wyatt was allegedly leaving a bathroom where 1.45 grams of meth was attempted to be flushed. There were also a number of drug paraphernalia items located throughout the residence. Seven other people were in the residence when the warrant was executed. Brett Ballantyne of Harlan was charged in Shelby County District Court for delivery of marijuana. Ballantyne allegedly sold marijuana in two separate times July 24th. He faces a maximum sentence of 10 years in jail with additional fines of $10,000 if convicted of the Class D felonies. Separately, 30-year-old Jonathan Sparks of Woodbine allegedly caused injury to another individual in Harlan on August 5th, resulting in a fractured leg to the victim. Sparks was charged with assault causing serious bodily injury. He faces a $5,000 fine and jail time of 5 years if found guilty of the Class D felony. All three have their trials set for October 29th. Multiple law enforcement agencies were involved in a search over the weekend for two people on a property that Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater said was difficult to navigate in the dark of the night. The Madison County canine Orozco was instrumental, the sheriff said, in locating Matthew Jones of Indianola and Shannon Keeney of Des Moines Saturday. The pair were found hiding under one of the hundreds of vehicles on the property. Further investigation revealed that Jones and Keeney were not simply stargazing the Big Dipper, as they told authorities. They were both charged with possession of burglary tools, burglary in the third degree, vehicle-related, and possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. And on Sunday, a search warrant was executed on Jones's vehicle, which led to a charge of burglary in the third degree and theft in the second degree with regard to a separate property. The Adair County Sheriff's Department was assisted by the Cass and Madison County Sheriff's Offices, Stewart and Greenfield Police Departments, and the Iowa State Patrol. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports 20-year-old Chelsea Lane Blank of Villisca was arrested Sunday on a Page County warrant for simple assault. Blank was arrested at the Page County Sheriff's Office, later posted bond, and was released pending further court proceedings. And on Saturday, deputies arrested 34-year-old Brenton Charles Gordon of Randolph on a Mills County warrant for criminal mischief. Gordon was arrested at Rapp Park. He was unable to post a $5,000 bond and was transported to the Page County Jail and later to the Mills County Sheriff's Office for court proceedings. The Glenwood Police Department yesterday said 33-year-old Mary Hughes of Shenandoah was arrested Saturday for OWI second offense, inmate assault on an employee of a correctional facility, and three counts of assault causing bodily injury on a peace officer. Hughes was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail until seen by a magistrate. And 57-year-old David Ritchie of Glenwood was arrested Sunday for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Ritchie's total cash or surety bond was set at $1,300. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports the sentencing on August 22nd of 47-year-old Robert Milton Kimber II for possession of child pornography. Kimber was sentenced to nearly 16 years in prison to be followed by a term of supervised release of 7 years. He was also ordered to pay $2,000 to each victim seeking restitution. An investigation began last year when multiple online service providers sent the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children multiple cyber tip line reports indicating Kimber was sending child pornography to other persons using the internet. A subsequent law enforcement investigation showed in early 2018 that Kimber sent and received child pornography on multiple internet platforms and engaged in a sexually explicit chat online with a person who indicated she was only 13 years old. Kimber solicited and received a sexually explicit picture from that person. Later in 2018, police seized a cellular phone that stored videos and images of child pornography from the defendant. Kimber is a registered sex offender since his conviction in the Iowa District Court in Polk County in 1993 for assault with intent to commit sexual abuse. The case was investigated by the Iowa Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, Council Bluffs Police, Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office, West Des Moines Police, and the FBI Child Exploitation Task Force. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. And 12 elementary schools in Iowa with high poverty levels are preparing to heavily incorporate computer science into their curriculum. They're each using a $50,000 grant through private or state funds to expand or incorporate computer science into everything from math to gym class. Stacy Hupp of the Iowa Department of Education says computer science is seen as a basic skill in today's economy.
This is about preparing students, giving them the foundation so that if they're interested in these types of jobs, they can take advanced coursework and be prepared to really study this further.
Jobs that use computer science include programming, web development, and information technology. Carrie Rankin with the Iowa Governor's STEM Advisory Council visited Sioux City's Les Hills Elementary School, which is the blueprint for the effort, and she says students seem to gain a lot of confidence from a computer science curriculum.
In the fifth grade, we saw with social studies and how they were animating stories about settlers in our countries and using technology to do that. It's just incredible what these students are learning and at the pace that they are.
The advisory council says the schools can spend this year planning their programs or launch them right away. Schools will report to the council throughout the year on how their programs are working. Among the 12 schools that are included in the curriculum is Denison Elementary in Denison. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.